My chamber chicks.
Hey, East Dallas, you're listening to the East Dallas Chamber of Commerce Business Spotlight.
My Chamber Chicks.
I'm Megan.
I'm Rihanna.
And we're the Chamber Chicks.
Ooh, my Chamber Chicks.
Megan, I am so excited today. We have a very special guest.
I'll
let you tell us who it is.
It's Lisa Emick, and this is with Dallas Piano Academy.
That's right. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. Well, get us started. What is Dallas Piano Academy?
Well, Dallas Piano Academy offers private lessons in piano, guitar, voice, and ukulele. And we teach ages 5 through adult.
Ukulele, and yes.
I've learned a little bit about your business recently because you happen to be a 2023 Business of the Year winner.
Yes.
You won the Live Local Award, correct?
Yes, we're really excited about that.
Yeah, so that's super exciting, and I got to learn all about how you came to be. So tell our listeners your story.
Sure. Well, I'm actually the daughter of a piano teacher, so I grew up in the environment of music teaching happening in our house. And then I started teaching my own piano students when I was a teenager. I like to say some people started babysitting as a teenager, but I started teaching piano lessons instead. So it's something I've always done, something I've always been involved in, and decided to open my own music academy in, unfortunately, February of 2020. That delayed our progress just a little bit, but we started out with just me teaching piano out of my home and grew from there. And then August of 2022, we moved into a brick and mortar location.
And where's that?
That's on Northwest Highway, just west of Plano Road.
Wonderful. Awesome. Wonderful. Yeah. And so how many teachers do you have now? Because you play a lot of instruments, or you teach a lot of instruments.
We do. We have 15 teachers on staff at the moment. And so we provide lessons 5 days a week.
Now, you started in your home. Do you also have mobile options, or is it just your brick and mortar location?
At this time, everything is at our brick and mortar location. We feel that that's a really great model for us because there's so much we can provide there at the studio as far as our tools and resources. Plus, the students really love the community. They get to see each other. They can hear each other. It's just really a great time. It's something to look forward to coming to your lesson.
So you do instruments, and you mentioned voice lessons.
Yes.
And I've always wondered this. So can anyone learn how to sing?
Absolutely. You know, music is part of all of us. You look at a baby. A baby can respond to music from the very beginning. They might be crying. They might stop crying when they hear music. And it's just part of all of us. So being able to sing, we can all sing. The thing to listen for is, can you sing on pitch? Can you sing in tune? And that's just a matter of training. So that's something that everyone can do.
Oh, so I still have a chance to be a superstar.
I know. Absolutely.
Move over, Brittany.
I know.
We can definitely help with that.
I mean, I do carpool karaoke in my car almost every day, and it sounds amazing because the music's up super loud, yet if you turned it down, it would not. So
who's your artist of choice then?
I have a very eclectic music taste, so it varies. It depends on my mood.
To be a fly in that car.
Yeah.
One day,
yes.
Well, is piano your favorite instrument, or do you have one?
For me, I love to play piano. I'm also a flute player, and so I love playing the flute. But piano is kind of king. There's just so much you can do with it.
Students, are they younger students? Do you take adult students? What's the ideal client?
Yeah, we have a lot of adult students. Probably 25% of our studio are adult students.
Awesome.
Many of them are starting for the very first time. They've never taken a music lesson before, but we have a lot that also took lessons as a kid and said, wow, I wish my mom didn't let me quit. So they're back.
Okay,
easier said than done.
Other than going to your brick and mortar location off of Northwest Highway and North Plano Road, how would someone find you on the interwebs?
Yes, the easiest way to find us is dallaspianoacademy.com. And that's also, you can look that up, Dallas Piano Academy on the socials.
So okay. With that, I had a question earlier. So you said community. Mm-hmm. Are people in a room playing the instruments, or do they have private rooms, but then they get to see each other when they're not in their session?
Yeah, that's a great question. All of our lessons are private lessons. So it's the teacher and the student. And of course, if parents would like to sit in, we have an open door policy. So parents are always welcome to be part of those lessons. We have, though, the students see each other on the way in and out. We have lots of performance opportunities. I think it's very important as a musician to be comfortable performing. And so we have lots of opportunities for that. And then we also have group music lessons as just an extra for all of our students to take part in. They're small groups. I usually get to teach those. I get to know the students better, and we have a lot of fun with those. So they just love coming to piano or voice or guitar and seeing their friends and seeing the other students.
And with community, I know you guys also give back a lot into the community by putting on theater productions, and I think you even judged a pageant, didn't
you? Yes. Yes, we love, sponsoring the local choirs and bands at the area schools. We love providing lessons as, you know, auction items or something for the schools to be able to promote to their students or patrons. And we also do go into schools like we've done before as a theater program where we go in and help the students. And but I have judged pageants as well in music competitions and volunteered that way.
I think we need to do an East Dallas Chamber Pageant and have that her be the fun. Judge.
Oh my gosh.
That would be amazing.
You heard it here first.
Yes. We have a lot of teachers also who volunteer their time to churches and to schools and things to play piano or help with the vocalist or whatever. So we have a lot of really talented teachers who volunteer as well.
This is so fabulous. So do you ever have this thing where a kid comes and they're like, they're playing piano, but maybe they want to do ukulele. Like, how do you guide them on their journey?
Well, it's really up to the student what they would like to study. We have some students who are there and they take multiple instruments. So they'll come one day for a guitar, or they might come for a piano lesson and stay and then immediately take a voice lesson. So we have that available for them. If they're not sure what they'd like to do, we encourage them to try it out. Come in for a lesson or two on a different instrument and see what they like the best.
I need this for my husband. He has a little garage band and they play together twice a year. And every time I'm like, he probably should have done a couple more lessons.
Yeah, we can definitely help them
out.
The
YouTube lessons are not working.
Yeah. Absolutely. And we love to, we actually get students like that too, where they've tried to do some things on YouTube and they need just a little bit of help. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't have to be a long-term commitment. You know, come in, get a few lessons, help yourself out, and go on about your way if that's what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. You could do a package then. So
absolutely.
A couple of lessons, figure
absolutely.
Out where your hiccups are.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We love to help people with that. Sometimes someone's preparing for something special. We'll have that with voice students. They're coming in, they want to prepare for an audition. They want that extra help for it. And we love to help them get that ready.
Now, because you say you do a lot of concerts, performances, you have kids that just are doing this for fun because music is so therapeutic. It helps the brain develop. But then you also have kids that maybe do want to go on to perform or be an educator.
That's right. And that's where our talented faculty comes in, because we do have a wide variety of students. Some are there as just one of many after-school activities. Some have a definite goal in mind. They say, I want to apply to college, or I want to apply to an arts magnet high school, and they have that. Some aren't sure where they want to go. They're beginners, and who knows? We want to give every single student the best music education possible, because when they're young, you have no idea what they're going to want to be when they grow up. But if they have that toolkit of knowledge, they'll be able to pursue those things when they get older.
I love that. I mean, how cool is this, Rihanna, for us to have this in the East Dallas Chamber?
Well, yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, people don't think, you think, oh, marketing, and you think, you know, brick and mortars, but brick and mortar music, I mean, it's not always your first thought. So we're so lucky to have you.
Well, thank you. We're so happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, what are some other things that you've done in the community recently or that you're looking forward to doing?
Sure. One of the things that we just did a couple of weeks ago was we were at the Dallas Arboretum. And we provided the music one evening for their holiday village. So we had our students perform. We had 3 hours worth of performances from our students, starting our youngest one was age 5. And it was wonderful because the Arboretum's always beautiful, but particularly here during the holidays because it's lit up so well. So our students love coming. They love performing. And it's just a great opportunity.
So if a business or an event venue would like your students to perform, is that also you go to the website and inquire that way?
Absolutely. They can contact us that way. And we would love to look for other opportunities and partnerships.
And tell us again what different instruments perform and how do they perform?
Absolutely. We have piano. So in a circumstance like that, if there's not a piano there, we would bring in a keyboard. We have a stage piano that we can bring in. And we also have guitar and vocalists and ukulele. And so we bring in our own instruments. You know, if that's not, a piano's not there, we bring in whatever we need.
And then do you put the students together and they practice before a concert or a performance?
They actually all perform as individuals.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's really great, great experiences for them because getting up in front of an audience and getting to share something that you do and being creative with that, that's a wonderful skill.
I mean, that carries over into all aspects of your life.
Absolutely.
I mean, definitely.
How many times do you have to get up to make business presentations, school presentations? Even just kids don't communicate anymore. They text and, you know, they're just doing things on their phone. So being in front of people live is a skill that we now have to teach kids.
Yes. And what we do, you know, we work very hard to make sure that they are very prepared. We want them to walk up there going, I've got this, and have a great, confident performance. And that makes it fun, makes it exhilarating, makes you want to do it again.
Oh, gosh, I know. I remember being, I always loved to be on stage. I'm sure you guys can't tell. but I'm so scared. Like, you would never know how nervous I am. And then I just get up there and it just comes out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It works. Yeah. So remind us again of the website.
Yes, DallasPianoAcademy.com.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And I wish you would have brought your, next time, please bring a musical instrument.
Yes.
Even if it's that ukulele, I want to hear it.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, that's it for today. I'm Megan.
I'm Rihanna.
And we're the Chamber Chicks.
And we're getting busy with business.